Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Healing and Grace by Debbie McDaniel. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Mark 5:27-28. She'd been suffering for years with an illness, a bleeding disorder. She'd been to many doctors and yet still was not made well. In fact, the Bible says that she grew worse. But something compelled her to Christ. She believed. She had faith. The Bible says that immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Verse 29. God acted on her behalf immediately. Right away. His power is able to do anything that seems impossible to the world. Jesus knew that power had gone out. He turned around in the crowd looking and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 30. She came and fell at his feet, trembling in fear, told him what happened, told him the truth. And right there, in the midst of her fear and her trembling and her vulnerability, he said these powerful words, life-changing, inspiring freedom words. "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Verse 34. Let's set aside our fears and move towards him today in faith. God knows already the wounds we've carried. He knows the pain we've felt. He knows how much we've tried to let go and fix things in our own power. He is able. He cares. He heals. He restores. He redeems. Dear God, we confess our need for you today. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love. Constantly, powerfully, completely. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help, when true help and healing must be found first in you. Forgive us for forgetting how much we need you, above everyone and everything else. We come to you and bring you the places we are hurting. You see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You know the pain we've carried, the burdens, the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Thank you that you were able to do far more than we could ever imagine. Thank you for your mighty power that acts on behalf of your children. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. Thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We love you. We need you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.